Shalom, shalom, and boker tov, and hag sameach to all of you. Good morning. This is the Radio Rabbi program, and I am your radio rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. My voice is a little better today than last week. Did you notice? A little gravelly? Did any of you get hit by the cold and flu season? I know I did, but I'm feeling much, much better. And good morning to all of our friends across the pond in London, Luxembourg, Berlin, and Amsterdam, and Paris and Marseille. That's right. How nice to hear from all of you. Thank you for sending the emails. If you'd like to email the Radio Rabbi, by the way, I'll just mention right off the top, that would be go to my website, www.rabbibarbara.com. Click on Contact Us. You'll see my email address. Send me an email. I love hearing from all of you. And to all of our Christian friends on their way to church, we say good morning to all of you as well. And it wouldn't be Sunday without saying good morning, Thelma. How are you, dear? I saw Thelma the other day with one of my friends from Israel. And my friend Diane said, "Is this the Thelma? The Thelma of the Radio Rabbi program?" I said, "It surely is. It surely is." So one of my longtime listeners, always nice to say hello to her. And hello to our producer, Jordan. Hi, Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning, and boker tov.
Oh, thank you so much. Todah rabah. We're going to teach another Hebrew word. Thank you very much. Todah rabah. Let's hear you.
Todah rabah.
Excellent. You're speaking Hebrew like an Israeli.
All right.
And we have, yes, indeed. And thank you for making it all happen over the radio airwaves. And, of course, our charter sponsor, Larry Cohen of Sleep King Sarasota. We have a special program for you today. It is all about Purim. We will hear some of the music of the season, and we'll learn a little bit about the story of Esther. That's right. The holiday of Purim is 1 week away, 1 week away. And we will speak to a very talented historian and artist. His name is Jamie Shear, and he will join us later on in the program from Jerusalem, talking about the Megillah Esther, the Esther Scroll, the Book of Esther. And, of course, back with us this morning is Dr. Rachel Doolin with Lashon Ima, our feature on the Hebrew language. And today she'll be talking about the Hebrew month of Adar. That's right, it's New Hebrew Month, and its relationship to the festival of Purim. And as I promised you earlier, I said we do have the music of the season right here on WLSS AM 930. That's right, the Radio Rabbi program brings you this morning the Soul Tune Singers on the CD Music from the Mountain, the Ballad of Mordechai and Esther. Let's listen.
Mordechai was a Jew, proud like me and you. He lived in Shushan long ago. And when Haman came to town and said you must bow down, old Morty stood his ground and just said no. Purim is the day we celebrate and say, you've ever seen.
She lived in Shushan long ago.
Long ago.
When
tale of how justice did prevail, how Haman's kith and kin all bit the dust. Darkest night turned into day, and it all came out okay. Our motto forevermore, in God we trust.
In God we trust.
Purim is the day we celebrate and sing. Miracles are hidden all around. So if you're in a jam, just do the best you can. You soon may find the world's turned upside down. Purim is the day we celebrate and say. Miracles are hidden all around.
All around.
So if you're in a jam, just do the best you can. Trust in God.
Yeah, did that get you going this morning? I hope so. Purim is the day we celebrate and say miracles are happening all around. How about that? That was the Soul Tune Singers, the CD Music from the Mountain, and that was the Ballad of Mordechai and Esther right here on the Radio Rabbi program. I am your Radio Rabbi. I forgot to say that this is the seventh day in the Hebrew month of Adar in the year 5773 on the Hebrew calendar. On the secular calendar, that would be February 17th, 2013. And so, good morning. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for joining with us. And if you're a longtime listener, we're really happy to have you here on the Radio Rabbi program as we talk a little bit today about the meaning behind Purim. Do you know the meaning of the word Purim? Purim is the plural form. When we hear im on the end of a word, it is a Hebrew word. It makes it plural. So the singular would be pur, and the plural Purim. And the modern day meaning? Lottery tickets. That's right. The evil Haman. Oh, what do we do when we hear Haman? Boo! He sold tickets or bets for people to make on the month and day that he would begin a persecution of all the Jews in Persia. Oy vey. He'd yell all over town, Purim, get your Purim. But it was Esther who foiled his plot and saved the day. And so we'll talk a little bit about Purim this morning. It is one of the most joyous and fun holidays on the Jewish calendar. It commemorates a time when the Jewish people living in Persia were saved from genocide, from extermination. The story of Purim is told in the biblical book of Esther. The heroes of the story are Esther, a beautiful young Jewish woman living in Persia, and her cousin Mordechai, who raised her as if she were his daughter. Esther was taken to the house of Ahasuerus, the king of Persia, to become part of his harem. The king loved Esther more than his other women and made Esther queen. But the king did not know that Esther was a Jew, because Mordechai told her not to reveal her identity. The villain of the story is Haman, an arrogant, egotistical advisor to the king. Haman hated Mordechai because Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman, so Haman plotted to destroy the Jewish people. In a speech that is unfortunately all too familiar to us Jews, Haman told the king, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your realm. Their laws are different from those of every other peoples, and they do not observe the king's laws. Therefore, it is not befitting the king to tolerate them. That comes right out of the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8. Now, the king gave the fate of the Jewish people to Haman to do as he pleased to them, and Haman planned to kill all of the Jews. Mordechai persuaded Esther to speak to the king on behalf of the Jews of Persia. This was a dangerous thing for Esther to do because anyone who came into the king's presence without being summoned could be put to death, and Esther had not been summoned. Esther fasted for 3 days to prepare herself, then went into the king, held her breath, and sighed a big sigh of relief when he welcomed her. Later, she told him of Haman's plot against her people. The Jewish people were saved, and Haman and his 10 sons were hanged on the gallows that had been prepared for Mordechai. The Book of Esther is unusual in that it is the only book of the Bible that does not contain the name of God. In fact, it includes virtually no reference to God at all. Mordecai makes a vague reference to the fact that the Jews will be saved by someone else, if not by Esther, but that is the closest the book comes to mentioning God. So one important message that can be gained from the story is that God often works in ways that are not apparent, in ways that appear to be chance, coincidence, or ordinary good luck, but it was God behind the scenes all along. A little bit of a summary of the story of Purim, dressing in costume and wearing of masks, and that is a beautiful the wearing of the masks can be seen so beautifully on a YouTube video with the Fountainheads. It is a beautiful rendition of the song Raise Your Glass, but this song is Raise Your Mask. It is a modern version, and you can look at it on my website later on in the week, www.rabbibarbara.com. Just scroll down on the homepage, and you will see the Fountainheads and Raise Your Mask. Let's listen to the music.
Here comes the story of Purim. And it goes a little something like this.
Persian king looking for a queen, prettiest girl you've ever seen, Esther Windio. Haman's evil fools the king, bow to me, I'll dig my ring. Jews don't go so low. Evil master getting nastier, planning for a big disaster. Jews are worried, what's the story? Mordecai sacks his clothes.
So raise your mask if you are raised on the right way.
Afraid. Okay, here goes. Now it's time to tell the king.
And I'm taking back my ring. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And my plans have all been blown. But we can always party on our own.
Let me hear you in
Hebrew. We will never be anything but true, and always straight up, bold and fearless Jews. So raise your mask if you are raised in all the right ways,
all the right ways, all the right ways, all the right ways.
Group Fountainheads, and it was the song based on Raise Your Glass was Raise Your Mask. And I hope you'll take a look on my website, as I said, www.rabbibarbara.com, and you will see the YouTube video that goes along with that beautiful Purim song. This is WLSS AM 930 in Sarasota, and this is the Radio Rabbi Program. Thanks for listening. And we are very pleased and honored today to have on the line with us Jamie Shear, who is a Sofer Stam and a Judaic artist living in Jerusalem. He's originally from Montreal, Canada, and he focuses on writing Torah scrolls and creating artistic ketubot. And he has been writing and repairing Megillot Esther, that means the scrolls of Esther. And we have him on today because he had an interesting experience with a Megillot Esther from Renaissance Italy. Good morning. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you, and good afternoon to me in Jerusalem.
Yes. And Jerusalem, it's so nice to have you with us, and thank you for taking the time. Our audience is very interested in Jewish history, as you are, I'm sure. And tell us a little bit about what the work of a sofar, what is it that you do?
The work of a sofar, and there's an acronym in Hebrew. It's called Sofer Stam. A sofar is somebody who may tell a story or count. It comes from the word to count, the sater or these pores, to count. And a stam is the acronym for Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzot. So Torah scrolls, Mezuzot scrolls, and Tefillin scrolls. And, of course, Megillot and everything else that is used in ritual Jewish use.
My goodness, what interesting work. And how long have you been doing this in Jerusalem?
I learned in Jerusalem 21 years ago. I learned in the Old City while I was studying in seminary in Yeshiva.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm interested, of course, because we're coming to the holiday of Purim, and you had a wonderful experience visiting a museum where you saw an illuminated Megillat Esther from Renaissance Italy. Will you tell us a little bit about the Megillah that you saw?
Yes. First of all, it was a wonderful experience. It's a Megillah that is from 1616, Ferrara, Italy. And at the beginning of the Megillah, as you open it up, it's written, what's written there is Mordechai, the son of Eliyahu, a Levi. And it was written, it says who it's from and who wrote it. And it's the only Megillah of its kind where the name is written on Megillah with the drawings.
So the name of the artist, is that what you mean?
It's the name of the artist and who is the scribe. The name is Moses Peshkarol, Moshe Peshkarol, and it says there Moshe ben Avraham Peshkarol. He was the one who wrote it and illustrated it. That's written over there. And also the name who owned the Megillah at the time in 1616 Italy, Mordechai, the son of Eliyahu Alevi, from Brescolo. And so these names that are written directly on that Megillah play a very important part in telling us exactly when and exactly where this Megillah comes from.
And that's what makes it so interesting from a historical perspective. And can you tell us, when you say when it is described as illuminated, can you explain what that means?
It means that there are panels at the top and bottom of every column of text that artistically decorates the scroll and tells the story of the Book of Esther in an artistic way.
And tell us a little
with color and paint.
And what was the condition of the Megillah? Was it damaged in any way? Were you able to see the vivid colors? How was it looking at it?
It was quite an experience looking at it. The conditions are, it looks like an old scroll, but the colors remain very vibrant, and even the text itself, you could read it, and it's quite it's not as black as shiny ink is today, but it's kind of brownish, and the scroll itself is, there's little stains here and there, but it's in pretty good condition.
And tell us a little bit about the illustrations on this particular scroll of Esther. This is the Radio Rabbi Program, WLSS AM 930 in Sarasota. But we're speaking with Jamie Scheer today in Jerusalem, who is a Sofer Stam, and he had the opportunity. He has the opportunity not only to write Megillat Esther, but also to see one from Renaissance Italy. And we're talking about the illustrations on this particular ancient scroll. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So the Megillah itself is homed at the National Library of Israel. And I went to visit it. Timna Elper helped me out and showed this Megillah to me. And the illustrations are they're about the story of Esther. You have different panels of the illustration on each column at the top. And you have floral motifs, and you have other kinds of birds and all kinds of reptilians and flowers in Megillah. It seems very, it's not the art as Esther and Mordechai, they actually dressed in their time in 500 somewhat BCE. However, these are clothes and depictions and store and illumination or descriptive art of people in the 1600s in Italy.
So this is a way we're kind of taking a look back in time at how the people, at how Jews dressed, how people dressed in the 1600s in Italy, as is illustrated on the biblical scroll, right? It's a very it's very interesting. Tell us a little bit more about. I understand you have also made several scrolls of Esther. Can you tell us a little bit about your own work?
Sure. I write scrolls on parchment, and I've written about 21 Megillah scrolls over the years. Over the 20 years, I've written about 8 Torah scrolls. And these Torahs are in Canada and U.S. and Israel. And I wrote one for Hong Kong, for a Jewish community in Hong Kong, the UJC. Also, that's what I do. I would love the opportunity to illuminate one, to decorate one. But I haven't gotten that opportunity yet. But this particular Megillah, the one in 1616 Florence, in Italy, Ferrara, Italy, I spoke with Florence Sulam, who wrote her PhD on this particular Megillah.
Oh.
And there's a dissertation on this particular Megillah. And she told me that the custom, that the style of dress and all the artwork on this Megillah comes from all the different motifs that the scribe, Moses, Moshe Peshkarol, his parents were printers. And he wasn't the best of the artists of his day or the best of the scribes of his day, but he knew a lot about all these different motifs. And where everyone kind of mingled, that was in the theater. And he took all these motifs wherever he could find, and he created this beautiful Megillah telling the story of the Book of Esther.
And if our listeners would like to take a look at this scroll, they can see it online. Can you tell all of us where to find it?
Sure. Well, I wrote a story about my experience at the library, at the National Library of Israel, and that is on the story, and I have images there as well, and that's on my blog at jamieshear.com. And you can see the images on wonderful, wonderful high-res, the entire Megillah on the website of the National Library of Israel.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jamie. Thank you so very, very much for spending some time with us, sharing a little bit of your day, and telling us about your work. Purim is coming. How are you going to celebrate it? Do you have a family?
I have a family. We have our kids in the family, and we're going to celebrate with the traditional ways of celebrating Purim.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Very good. Well, a boo and a hiss for Haman from all of us. And thank you. And a todah rabah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rabbi Barbara. It was very nice to talk with you and honored.
Thank you so very much. Jamie Shear from Jerusalem, a Sofer Stam, who has been instrumental in, as a scribe, writing scrolls of Esther. We thank Jamie so much for being with us today from Jerusalem. And we continue with the music of the season, Haman's Song, Debbie Friedman's CD, Miracles and Wonders, for a Purim musical. How about Haman's Song, Boo Hiss? Let's listen.
We don't really like to mention his awful name. It makes us very angry because he had the gall to say bad things about the Jews. We hate to put his name in the last he wants to
out. Do you know his name is Haman?
Oh, Haman, you are a pain in the neck. Just because we didn't bow to you, you're a wreck. Oh, Haman, you need to learn a different way. We cannot listen to your mischief out another day.
My name is Haman, and I know we're not the best of friends. I would like to talk to you and try to make amends. I'd like you all to understand my position clearly. If it weren't for me, you'd have no celebration yearly.
Oh, Haman, you are a pain in the neck. Just because we didn't bow to you, you're a wreck. Oh, Haman, you need to learn a different way. We cannot listen to your mischief up another day. We'd like to tell you, Haman, if you were a little mellow, we wouldn't have to put a noose around you on the gallows. Now someone should invite you for some coffee in the cup. You'll have to say no thank you. I think I'll be tied up.
Certainly have learned that every dog will have their day. I know that Jews won't bow to me, it drives me up the wall. I'm awful and insensitive, and I'm no good at all. When I was the prime minister, my subjects would bend over. Everyone would do it, even Spock and my dog Rover. Everyone would bow to me, but Mordecai the Jew. Some people who bow down would be definitely gone.
Haman, you're a pain in the neck. That was Debbie Friedman of Blessed Memory, the CD Miracles and Wonders, a Purim musical. And that was Haman's song. And we're celebrating Purim here today on the Radio Rabbi program with music and with some interesting information about the holiday of Purim, which actually falls next week on Sunday, February 24th. So I hope you'll be celebrating Purim, thinking about Purim. It's a time to take care of poor people. Sometimes people think the word Purim is somehow or another associated with the English word for poor, P-O-O-R, but actually it isn't. However, Purim, as we mentioned earlier, means lottery tickets. But we do help the poor, P-O-O-R, people who are poor, with shalach manot, with gifts of food, baskets full of goodies. And it's one way of fulfilling one of the several of the mitzvot of Purim. We'll talk a little more about Purim next week here on the Radio Rabbi program, WLSS AM 930. And thank you so much for listening to us today and every Sunday morning. And we are pleased, as I said earlier, to introduce our new feature. It's called Lashon Ima, and it's brought to you by Professor Rachel Zohar Doulin. Dr. Doulin is an expert in the mother tongue, the Hebrew language, and today she has some information for you about the Hebrew month of Adar, A-D-A-R, that's right, that's when Purim falls, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what it means from the Hebrew language point of view. Let's listen.
Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning to all our listeners. The month of Adar has entered our yearly calendar last week, and as Jewish tradition teaches us, Mishenichnas Adar marbim besimcha. That is to say, with the entrance of the month of Adar, rejoicing is multiplied. Purim is around the corner, and springtime in the land of Israel is almost at the door. Adar is the name of the sixth month of the Hebrew calendar as set by the rabbis, and the 12th month of the biblical calendar. The month of Adar is mentioned 9 times in the Bible, once in the book of Ezra, a book originating in Persia, and 8 times in the book of Esther, also a book of Persian background, which tells the story of Purim. From these references, we learn that Adar was the name of a month not only in Israel, but also in the Old Kingdom of Persia. As for the root of the word Adar, some scholars theorize that this is neither Persian nor Hebrew, but rather Phoenician, where the verb Adar means to be high, glorious, or majestic. In Hebrew, too, the root Adar means glorious, majestic, magnificence, mighty, wide and high. For example, in the story of the Exodus, Miriam and the Israelites, after crossing the Red Sea, leaving slavery behind, praised God singing, Mi kamocha, who is like you, ne'edar bakodesh, majestic in holiness. Similarly, the word Adir, as in the Haggadah for Pesach, Adir Hu, refers to the greatness and magnificence of God. Hu means He, referring to God. We should also mention here the word Aderet, which comes from the same root as Adar and means cloak, coat, or mantle, as well as splendor and glory. This connection alludes to the fact that, as Shakespeare observed, the apparel oft proclaims the man. Moreover, because in Hebrew Adar implies strength, height, and magnificence, the Hebrew name for the maple tree is Eder. There are scholars, however, who connect the name Adar not with the Aramaic origin, but rather with the Akkadian noun Idar, which means a threshing floor, or Adaru, meaning the month of the threshing floor. For them, the name Adar is connected with the seasonal rhythm of the agricultural calendar. This kind of connection is also echoed in the opinions of those who theorize that Adar is based on the Akkadian Adaru, meaning to be dark, and as such, Adar means the dark cloud month, connecting Adar again with the season when clouds and rain are still a part of the landscape. Adar is the month which the joyful holiday of Purim is celebrated. From early days on, we were told to celebrate Purim with great joy. And even though clouds and rain may hamper the festivities, Purim exemplifies the connection between light and joy. Like the months in which it falls, Purim is a holiday which appeals to all our senses. It is a holiday in which we celebrate the festivities with wine, food, and song. It is a holiday in which we celebrate national survival with prayers and recitation of history while reading the Megillah, the scroll of Esther. It is also a holiday celebrated in the month of Adar, where the juxtaposition of the seasonal rhythm in God's universe and the mighty action of God in Jewish history are marked. This is Professor Rachel Zohar Dulin, your guide into Lashon Ima, saying Shalom and Lehitraot on the radio.
Thank you, Dr. Doolin. It was so nice to have you with us this morning. Twice a month we have Dr. Doolin with us, giving us a little background into Hebrew words and phrases that maybe we've heard many times and wondered what they meant, and that is Lashon Ima, the mother tongue. Well, we're going to listen to some traditional Purim. Let me try that again. We're going to listen to some traditional Purim music. The CD is Seasons of Joy, and the artist is Joy Katzen-Guthrie, Tampa Bay Zone. She has two classic songs for us today, Haman's Song and Ani Purim. Let's listen.
Ani Purim, Ani Purim, Samea Umbadea, Halora Pa Ambashana, Avola Hitaria, La 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 Purim. My name is Purim, and I come great fun and frolic bringing. Just once a year I visit you to cheer you with my singing. La 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 la. Ani Purim, 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 Purim. I love your merry drumming, and if I had my way, Purim, each month you would be coming. La 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 la. Ani Purim, oh Mr. Purim, tell us why we see you only yearly. Please make it once or twice a week, because we love you dearly. La 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 la. Ani Purim. Once there was a wicked, wicked man, and Haman was his name, sir. He would have murdered all the Jews, though they were not to blame, sir. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. And not some Hamintosh. Esther was the lovely queen of King Ahasuerus. When Haman said he'd kill us all, oh my, how he did scare us. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. And not some Hamintosh. But Mordecai, her cousin bold, said, what a dreadful chutzpah. If guns were but invented now, this Haman I would shoot, sir. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. And not some Hamintosh. After speaking to the king of Haman's plot, made mention. Ha ha, said he, oh no, he won't, I'll spoil his bad intention. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. And not some Hamintosh. And unkind ways, this little joke did cure him. And don't forget, we owe him thanks for this jolly feast of Purim. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. Oh, today we'll merry, merry be. And not some Hamintosh.
And that was Joy Katzenguthrie with two traditional Purim melodies, Haman's Song and Ani Purim, the CD, Seasons of Joy. This is the Radio Rabbi program. I am your Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. This is WLSS AM 930 in Sarasota. Thank you so much for being with us today. Well, we say Hag Sameach. That's right, Hag Purim Sameach. Happy Holiday of Purim to Larry Cullen of Sleep King of Sarasota. Larry wants to make sure you're ready for celebrating Purim, and the best way to be ready is to have a good night's sleep. Oh, you didn't sleep so well? Larry says, if you have checked it all out medically, then take a look at that mattress. Is it lumpy? Is it sagging in the middle? Have you had it more than 10 years? Oy vey. If that's the case, it's time to stop by Sleep King of Sarasota, 1901 Hanson Street. There you will find a comprehensive selection of latex and NASA memory foam beds, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Simmons Beauty Rest mattresses, as well as electric adjustable beds. Those are at discount prices. Larry offers free local same-day delivery and next day for Tampa Bay, and that means that they'll deliver your bed right to your bedroom, set it up, and take away that pesky old mattress. Larry is a man who does for others. He has Yiddishkeit in his heart. He's been in business for over 30 years, so we know he's doing something right. And Larry's on the net, too, at www.sleepking.net. That's sleepking.net. And if you stop over to Sleep King of Sarasota, take a look right behind the building, and there you will see the Doggy Hotel. It's a 24-hour doggy daycare, and Larry has been busy making sure that our four-footed family members have a good and clean, safe place to stay, and a happy place, too, when you need to board your dog. course, they all have nice beds. We wouldn't expect any less from Mr. Larry, right? And there is a large play area in the back. The new dogs are met and greeted with a treat. There's 24-hour attendant on duty, no cages, and if you mention the Radio Rabbi program, you do get that first day free. The number there is 554-4620, 554-4620, or doggyhotel.net, doggyhotel.net, and also sleepking.net. We thank you, Larry, for being a charter sponsor right here on the Radio Rabbi program, and hug Purim Sameach to you and your family. A regular feature here on the Radio Rabbi program is the Misha Barak, where we pray for those in need of healing. And today we say aloud the names of those who are ill: Frida, Yosef, Andrea, Sandro, Elsie, Irving, Hilda, Mark, and baby Hope. And say aloud the names of your friends and family members who are ill and in need of refuah shlema, of complete healing. Do that now, as we listen to the beautiful words of comfort sung by Debbie Friedman, the CD Renewal of Spirit, and the melody, the Misha Barak Prayer. The renewal of body hope, the renewal of love. And that was the Misha Barak Prayer by Debbie Friedman of Blessed Memory, a regular feature here on the Radio Rabbi program. I'm your Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. Thank you for listening. And a couple of announcements for you quickly. The 10th anniversary of the San Gennaro Festa will be held at Safety Harbor Marina next to the Safety Harbor Spa, and that is this coming weekend. The hours of the Festa are Saturday, February 23rd from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. with fireworks, and Sunday, February 24th from 11 to 7. Great entertainment, good food, and it is all sponsored by Liado, the Italian-American Women of Today. They've been doing this for 10 years. That's the San Gennaro Festa coming up next week off Saturday, February 23rd and Sunday, February 24th. And also, if you are getting ready to celebrate Passover and you haven't done it for years and years, you can take a look at my website, rabbibarbara.com, and there you will see a promotion for four free Haggadot. If you would like to have the little books that tell the story of Passover and how to set the Passover table, what to put on the table, the prayers and blessings, what to do, I will send you free of charge four Haggadot for the folks around your table. And the Passover Haggadah, just look on my website, send me an email with your name and address. If you even need more than that, I can send you a few more. I have a huge collection. People give them to me, and I want to share them with you. The Radio Rabbi program is a pluralistic program. And what do we mean by that? Well, whether you are Reform or Progressive, or Orthodox or Reconstructionist, Conservative or Renewal, maybe you're humanistically Jewish, Ashkenazic or Sephardic, Anosim like me, Crypto-Jewish, Marranos or Conversos, are you a cultural, a secular, or even a gastronomical Jew eating Hamantaschen this time of year? We are all part of the Mishpacha. We are part of a worldwide, wonderful Jewish family, as we say to you, welcome home. This is Rabbi Barbara Aiello, your Radio Rabbi. We'll see you next week on the Radio Rabbi program, WLSS, AM 930. Hag Purim Sameach.
Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, Chaverim. Goodbye, my friends. Goodbye, my friends.